Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Current Issues. I'm your host, Hisham Tilawi, and it is boiling hot in Louisiana. It's extremely hot. And when your air condition doesn't work too well, or probably it works, but it can't keep up with the heat, so that's what we got down here in South Louisiana, and I'm sure probably it is hot wherever you are. Welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen, and I would like to say a special hello to our listeners in, of course, all over the United States, but also overseas. We do have people listening in Egypt, London, Palestine, Syria, and other places. So we are going all over the place. And hopefully we will continue coming to you on RBN. By the way, starting next week, we will be, this is probably going to be our last Saturday together. Starting next week, we will be coming to you Monday through Friday from 1 in the afternoon, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. It'll be 1 hour, Monday through Thursday. So hopefully some of you will be able to listen to us. I'm not really sure if you you will be at work or you will be somewhere else or busy, but hopefully we will have a lot of you continue to listen to the show. I believe one of the advantages, probably we will have a lot more viewers. I know a lot of people listen during the week than they do during the weekend, but also some people work, so they won't be able to listen to us. But you can always catch us on the internet by going to republicbroadcasting.org and check us out on the archives there. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, what we want to talk about today, of course, we welcome all your phone calls. Let me give you the phone number to start with. It is 800-313-9443. And as usual, we will talk about anything you want to talk about. I don't care if you want to discuss your mother-in-law, we'll talk about her. And anything else that you have on your mind, we will tackle, I'm sure. But what do you think about Paris Hilton? I'm sure you're tired of hearing about it. Isn't it amazing with all the events that takes place in the world and people dying? And with all that, there's nothing else to cover but Paris Hilton. Probably millions of dollars went to cover that event. And some people try to make it as a race issue there. Now, let me tell you my take on it. I don't think race had anything to do with it, but I think money did. And, you know, I remember when she was first sentenced. By the way, this is for those of you who don't know what we're talking about here. Probably somebody did not hear. You know, the first break comes on so soon. I need to get used to that. But, of course, this is not what we're going to talk about. It's not Paris Hilton, but I just wanted to mention that. So when we come back, we'll find a few other issues to speak about. We'll see you in a little bit.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. The number is 800-313-9443. Let me just say a couple of comments about what I started with, and then we will move on. With Paris Hilton thing, I think it's nothing but money. If you have money, you can buy justice. But, of course, thank God there is a judge who... for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, Paris Hilton was arrested for drunk driving, and she was sentenced to 45 days in jail. And so she decided to go ahead, and even though they told her that you can't go to this special jail for like celebrities, but she decided, no, I'm going to go and, exactly with the other people go. But even though they put her in a special cell that is more for celebrities by herself, and she lasted there for 3 days, started screaming and pressing that panic button every second. So they finally said, you know what, she's having a nervous breakdown. Let her go to her mansion, and she will spend the rest of the sentence at her mansion. Of course, the judge decided, no, she's going to spend it in jail. And so she went back to court yesterday, and the judge told her that she had to go back. And now, you see, before, he sentenced her to 45 days, but she could have gotten out, I think, at about 23 days with good behavior. But now he said you're going to have to spend all 45 days in there. You know, I mean, this is not the first time this sort of things happen. A lot of times they do have this furlough type of programs. It's not just Paris Hilton. This was not special to Paris Hilton, but I think with Paris Hilton, just did not like being in that cell. Of course, who does? But I think that's what the whole thing is all about. And I think if she did not have money, she would still be in jail. Well, she is in jail now, but she would not have been given that 24-hour furlough by the sheriff. Anyhow, if you'd like to comment on that, if somebody thinks it's racism because she was white, I've heard like Al Sharpton said that because she was white. No, I think there are a lot of white people in jail, but I think it was money because O.J. Simpson, in my opinion, got away with murder, but he did that because he had money, not because he was black. So anyhow, this is the type of system we have. Money buys the best systems, I guess. So what's going on out there? John Hagee is probably going to be the the boss of all the Christian Zionists out there. Jerry Falwell is gone. He died and went to hell. And so John Hagee probably now he is the uncontested boss of the mafia. Sorry, the Zionist Christian. Well, they had honored Israel. You know, Israel, 40 years of occupation. They had occupied since 1967. They occupied what is known as the West Bank and Gaza, including East Jerusalem. That's where the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, and that's where a lot of Christian churches and Muslim holy places, worship places. So John Hagee made a celebrated a night to honor Israel, and he our Congress congratulated Israel on 40 year of liberating Jerusalem. You see, ladies and gentlemen, we can't have it both ways. We can't say whatever the international community wants, people have to go with. You know, we went and destroyed a country called Iraq because the international community wanted Saddam Hussein out of power. The international community wanted Saddam Hussein stripped of his weapons of mass destruction. And we kept that weapon, the international community weapon, on our side, even though the international community told us, we're not giving you permission to go and destroy Iraq, but yet we went ahead and did it, and we still continue to use the international community. Well, the international community, ladies and gentlemen, decided back in 1947 that Palestine be divided into two different pieces of land, one for the Jews and one for the Christians and Muslim Arabs, with Jerusalem becoming an international city because it is so valuable to all three religions and to a lot of people in the world, not just the Christian, not just the Arab Christians or the Arab Muslims, but it was a valuable city for all Christians throughout the world and all Muslims throughout the world. So the international community decided that Jerusalem be an international city where is mandated by the United Nations. Now, if any of these states want to have their capital there in those places, they can, where it will be a capital for all, for the two states. But Israel in 1967 took over the whole city and said, to hell with the international community, and we are taking the whole city just because we can and just because we could. We have the power to do it, so we are going to do it. And John Hagee, who claims to be a Christian, I know for a fact he has a huge congregation over there in San Antonio, Texas, and a lot of people listen to him throughout the world and throughout the United States and probably throughout the world. He's a very influential guy in the game of politics and money. And so basically he honored Israel. And anyone who is not a Jew and anyone who is not a Zionist Christian, then he is an evil person and that needs to be get rid of. And especially at the end of his speech, he said, God bless Israel and God bless the United States of America. Now, Israel, I guess he meant that then God only blesses these two. But the funny thing, ladies and gentlemen, Israel is known as a Jewish state, and John Hagee claims to be a Christian. And I'm not really sure, maybe someone can help me out here. How did the Jewish religion and the Christian religion become under the same God, even though Christians believe that Jesus is God and the Jews believe that Jesus is an imposter? So I'm not really sure what John Hagee means when he combines those two together, and I'm not really sure which God that would bless Israel and bless the United States at the same time, while in the meantime condemning and damning the rest of the population out there in the world. But anyhow, you know, it's that's what the Night to Honor Israel is all about, that John Hagee had celebrated 40 year of Israel occupation of Jerusalem. Now, I'm not really sure who's God that's going to bless those two people when the same God that created the Palestinians sees the Jews killing his own creation left and right with huge injustice, and he's still going to bless Israel. And the same God that created the Iraqis is looking down and seeing what we are doing and have done with Iraq. And I'm not really sure how God will still be blessing those who had committed these atrocities. But, you know, I was visiting with a friend of mine yesterday, and we he's Christian and I'm a Muslim. And he said, you don't get it. It's not just the media. He said, the media is not the problem. Not a lot of people don't listen to the media. The problem is what they teach at Christian churches. This thing called prophecy, that is where people take the scriptures and very much manipulate these scriptures to mean something that they want to help their agenda. And they start teaching it to their people at church. And you know, when you are sitting at church, everything that you hear there, you think came from God. Everything you hear the pastor or the preacher says, you take it at heart because you don't even think about it. When you are at church, you are to take and believe, not to think. You're not going there to think. We'll continue this, and I welcome your phone calls, 800-313-9443. We will be right back.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly.
Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're talking about what effect does the church, not the media, have on people and the way we look at things. And bring that in to what is going on in the Middle East, it is definitely a religious conflict in source that the Christian West, some of these forces in the Christian West, is actually working on continuing this conflict and keeping this conflict go until they achieve what they believe to be prophecy, sort of let's help God in his work. Apparently Armageddon is not happening soon enough or sooner for these people, so they want to make sure that they help God in achieving Armageddon. Now, of course, not all Christians believe that, but there is a substantial number of Christians, especially what we call the Christian right and what I call the Christian wrong, because it's almost impossible to see how Christianity can be helping Israel. If we really, when Israel is very much closing down every Christian mission in the Holy Land. And by the way, there is an Israeli law. There's an Israeli law. It is against the law for Christians, missionaries, to try to propagate the religion inside Israel. You go to jail if you try to convert anyone in Israel to Christianity. And a lot of missions have closed down their doors because the Israeli government, they enacted this law, and Christian missionaries cannot work in Israel, period. Now, you can have your churches there, but don't try to get anyone to convert, and don't try to propagate the religion. The Jewish religion itself, and I'm not, this is no right or wrong or being derogatory towards the Jewish religion at all. This is a fact. All Jews know it, all Christians know it, that the Jewish religion does not recognize Christianity, even though Christianity recognizes the Jewish religion, because it's the roots of Christianity is in the Jewish religion. Now, not all, because some of you are going to call and say, nope, we don't study the Old Testament, we only study the New Testament. Fine. But some Christians do go back to the Jewish roots in the religion. And if you really want to look at it, but I don't want to get into theology too deep, because then we get stuck in the mud and we can't get out by saying, no, Christianity is totally different thing, but that's fine. Wherever your belief is, because there are so many Christians' beliefs, when it comes to that point, how far you go back into Judaism is it's controversial, so we're not going to get into it. But one simple fact that Jews do not recognize Christians. And why would Jews want to, why would Christians want to help Israel for religious reasons? I don't know. And I'm not ignorant. I know a lot. I know how these people think, but they're wrong. You know, God does not need your help into ending this world. When he's ready to end this world, if you are really religious and you think the end of this world is going to be on your religious beliefs, then let God do the walking, not he does not need your help. And that's exactly what is happening with this Christian Zionist thing in the Christian right, where they want Israel to be as strong as it can be and have Jerusalem to be the capital of all Jews. Because that's basically, you see, I mean, that's how it they understand things to be, that Jews will go back to Jerusalem, okay? And now John Hagee and his cronies want to make sure that Jerusalem is the capital of all Jews, so all Jews can go back to Israel, which all Jews don't want to go back to Israel. Israel, and whenever we say the word Israel, a lot of people think of the Bible, which in fact, the Bible has nothing to do with Israel of today. Israel of today is nothing but a political entity, and we will continue with this when we come back. Welcome your phone calls, 800-313-9443. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough?
Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, we very much, I think you get the point that we are trying to say here, that with the mixing religion and trying to force religious belief on other people, or your religious belief on other people, is not always a good thing to do, because it will never work. Number one, I doubt if John Hagee really believes that Armageddon is going to happen if he continues on this road to Jerusalem that he's on. But I think it's giving him a lot of power, and it's giving him, bringing him a lot of money, because there are people out there who will still enjoy listening to people like John Hagee with all their lies and all their fabrications. And people believe that what they are listening to, since this is a man of God, as they call him, then they just absorb everything these people say. One thing you need to realize, that these people are just like you. You're probably a lot smarter than them. Probably if they were smart, they could have probably done something else in their lives. But I'm not here to judge what people do with their lives, but definitely using your own religious belief or disbeliefs to If it causes death, that's not what Jesus came on this earth for. Jesus came here to end, he died to end suffering of man, but apparently that point or that part of the Bible John Hagee did not read. He's calling to basically, you know, he's very much openly calling to attack Iran. And it's okay for people to call and attack Iran, but when the Iranians stand up to defend themselves, then they are terrorists. When the Palestinians stand up to defend themselves, then they are terrorists. When the Iraqis stand up to defend themselves, then they are terrorists. Well, something is wrong with this formula, ladies and gentlemen, and people in the rest of the world know this. Only people in the United States don't know it. But other people in the United throughout the world, they see it. They see who the aggressor is. They see who the victim is, and of course they're going to stand with the victim. Is it you know, surprise to you that the whole world is standing with the Palestinians, but only the United States government is standing up with Israel? Wouldn't this very much tell you something? When you have the only, there were so many votes at the United Nations, so many votes on behalf of the Palestinians, and the whole world will vote one way, and only Israel and the United States will oppose. And the United States had many times, vetoed Security Council resolutions that dealt with Israel. It was the only country in the world that did that. Now, don't tell me that God only inspired the United States and the rest of the world as they're ignorant. So that's, I'm sure you don't believe that is the case. But the ignorant or ignorance is right here, because we are basically, you know, the United States government really does not think much of us. They probably think the majority of us here living in the United States are either stupid, naive, or not paying attention, or maybe all of the above. Because with this thing, the JFK terror plot, I'm sure a lot of you have heard of it because it was carried on the news. You see, items like this will be carried on the news big time. A lot of people, a lot of networks will be covering it, where, guess, four men were arrested for planning to plot or plotting to commit a terrorist act by blowing up some of these gas pipes going through the airport, JFK Airport. Well, it turned out to be, ladies and gentlemen, that this is another plot that was designed by the government. They got these Muslims from Trinidad. Now, they're not Muslims. I mean, they're basically looking for any Muslim that they can get an informant in there and have them start something that looks like a plot to do something wrong, and then they go arrest them, and once they arrest them, they come up with this huge story about these people wanting to blow up JFK and cause thousands, as the government said, thousands of lives. If you know the truth about this particular plot, which is all you have to do is just go back and read what other plots that the United States government was involved in, you will see that it's nothing but nonsense. This here, they needed this to basically, because we're having problems in Iraq now, so we need something to show our people that terrorism is still alive. And terrorism is right here at home. They got these people. They got this guy named DeFreitas, and he's a known drug dealer. And what they had done, the only thing, they arrested these guys, and the only thing they have got them on is that they had this guy, the informant, this drug dealer, that is trying to make a deal with the government, probably to reduce his charges or something. He got this poor Muslim to go with him to the airport, and they starts filming JFK. I mean, how many people with cameras you see around the airport? A lot. So this guy, who is a known drug dealer, got this Muslim from Guyana to go to JFK Airport to videotape the airport outskirts. So they probably like stopped on the highway somewhere or close to the airport and started filming. And he got this guy on tape to say something derogatory about the United States government. I mean, it doesn't really take much to get somebody to say something derogatory about the United States government. All you have to do is just listen to this show, and you can record as many as you want of derogatory comments, because it is rightfully so, by the way. So anyhow, they get this guy with the videotape who's the informant, and they start talking about blowing up JFK Airport. Now, this guy, keep in mind that this guy, this Muslim guy, he worked at the airport back in 1995, so that's 12 years ago. And this guy, you know, the United States government story, it talked about an elaborate plot. Someone on the inside, well, this someone on the inside was probably a baggage handler and have not worked at the airport since 1995, but the United States government decided to forego that fact. And also, they talked about this plan to blow up the gas pipelines, not knowing that you need oxygen. And if they did start this at one point in the pipeline system, it's only going to blow up that one point. It's not going to go through the pipelines and blow up the pipelines all over the airport, because it needs oxygen. So that plan by itself is stupid. And when they arrested these people, there's nothing on them. There's no material there's no plan, there's no plot, there's nothing, absolutely nothing. But it doesn't take much to get a story out there to the media that a Muslim terrorist ring was captured by our own security, our watchful eyes, the people that don't sleep 24 hours a day watching for over our security. They caught these bad Muslims trying to blow up JFK. And of course, you know, just with that particular story, it will install fear in a lot of Americans, the average American. And when they hear the United States president talking about war on terrorism, they're going to support him. That's why George Bush had been able to maintain whatever little support he has been able to maintain because of crazy stuff like this. You know, it's not the first time the FBI sent someone between a bunch of Muslims from Trinidad. And because remember the a little church in Florida, it was last year, where they thought it was a terrorist ring there with some people from Trinidad. So I guess it's easy to infiltrate these people from Trinidad, you know, these poor people. You just go there and become one of their friends, and all of a sudden you are plotting to destroy something, just like with Randy Weaver, when the FBI informant had talked him into sawing off the barrel off of his gun just to have the FBI and the government guys go in and basically catch him doing something wrong. And, of course, you know, they tried to get Weaver to go to become an informant for them. And when that did not work, I guess all hell broke loose. So this is very much the same thing, ladies and gentlemen. This is a stupid plot by the United States government on trying to install fear in you by telling you there is some of these terrorist cells. Now, how many terrorist cells have you or do you know that we have very much arrested? There were a few of them, but we haven't seen any of them go into court because by the time it gets to court, it'll be thrown out. You don't hear about that. As a matter of fact, all of these that you have heard with terrorist cells and terrorist people being arrested right here in the United States, none have been indicted. Anyhow, we welcome your phone calls. The number is 800-313-9443. And again, I would like to ask everyone to please help RBN to stay on the air. And the only way we are going to achieve this is with your help, because like I told you last time and I always tell you, RBN is very much on its own. A lot of these other media outlets, they depend on corporate money suppliers. They depend on advertisers. But also these advertisers have a lot to say about what goes on and how these media cover any event. It is agenda-driven media. That's basically what the other media is. While RBN is free press, what free press is supposed to be. It is not a corporate media. It will never be influenced by anyone. And it is basically influenced by you, and we need to help RBN. I hope that people listening to me will send in a little bit of support, whatever you can, and the phone number for RBN, if you would like to call them and find out how you can help, is 800-724-2719. You can call them Monday and ask them how can you help them. But our number is 800-313-9443. And like I told you before, this will be our last Saturday together. I will be on RBN Monday through Thursday from 1 to 2. 1 in the afternoon until 2 in the afternoon, I will be on RBN. Now, have not heard any music lately. I don't know if people can hear me or not. I'm not getting much feedback, but what else is going on in the world? Like I told you, it is extremely, extremely hot out there, and I don't know how is it where everyone else, I'm sure somebody is having a blast with probably a 40 or a 50 degree weather. I would like to have that now. And so what is going on with our Congress, ladies and gentlemen? Can we is there any way that anyone can think of to change the system, the political system in the United States? Because that's exactly what it will take to change the system and have the people's power again be presented in with our Congress. Because as it stands right now, nothing will happen and nothing will change as long as our politicians are being influenced. If you see the amount of money that is being pumped by AIPAC into our politicians' campaigns, you will be surprised. And you wonder who elects these politicians. And by the way, it does not matter if they're Republicans or Democrats. As a matter of fact, from the report I was looking at, Democrats receive more from AIPAC than Republicans do. We will continue with this after the break, and we still have another hour to go, so we will be right back.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I apologize for all the callers. I did not know we had a little glitch here in communications. But let's go very quick, and we will we'll come back and finish in the second hour. But let's go to Gene in Texas.
Hello? Hello?
Gene?
Yes.
Yes, go ahead.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Oh, okay. Well, I called you a few weeks ago, and you encouraged me to do more of it, so I've been trying my best. I just got them out of my son, grandson's Little League game, and I had to go make a few rounds with my Ron Paul cap and all that stuff, see if I could attract your attention. Oh, well, you know, one guy asked me last week, who's Ron Paul? I told him he was a Republican running for president, and he said, oh, like that guy used to be on TV. I said, I know Law and Order Fred Thompson. He said, yeah, that's him. And what I understand, he just made a trip to Israel the other day, or planned one. You know anything about that?
Fred Thompson?
Fred Thompson, the guy running. Yeah, I understand he booked a trip to Israel.
Well, let me tell you something about trips to Israel. Anyone who wants to be something in the United States, he better go start in Israel first. If he has the blessings in Israel, he will make it.
Yeah, well, he did it. I've noticed a few of the others have, too. I have a point about that. Earlier you were talking about the Palestinian, Lebanon, and all the Middle East over there. I checked in the World Almanac. I keep it handy by the chair. Real concise info, and according to them, Lebanon was 40-something percent Christian. And Israel, I think, was 1 or 2%. So, you know, here we are back, a nation against somebody who supposedly believes in what they do over here. And I agree with you. I've never understood it any more than I did in the days when I used to go to church when I was a kid. They always had these missionaries would come around and take enough money to go to some foreign country to convert everyone. You know, I know that's been going on since the beginning of time. And my just being a country boy, logic to me always told me what you said basically earlier, that I believe God created all people, and I don't think he made one country over here to be sacrificed or throwaway, so to speak, to another country. I consider them all equal in God's eyes. And I don't, I notice they got all the new deals, and people say Yahweh, Yahweh, and a couple other names which I can't pronounce. I believe God has, if you respect God's all-knowingness, and I assume he knows to whom we're speaking when we say his name.
Gene, I appreciate your call.
Thank you.
And we will talk about this in the second hour. Byron, just stay with us. We'll be back in a couple of minutes, and we will continue with the phone calls, and we have another hour to go. We will be right back.
A message.